When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Sasha's saying, hey, be gentle. Hey, Ben and Kelly, don't hate me for what I'm about to ask, but can I get my boyfriend to return my present before he gives it to me?
What a line.
I know. It sounds bad. So hear me out. I had this feeling because of things my boyfriend was alluding to what he was getting for me this Christmas. It was a pretty expensive gift and would have been great for the right person, just not me. I don't want to tell you what it is because I don't want to out myself completely. Anyway, I won't say was really snooping, but I casually checked a couple places where I know he would hide presents and my suspicions were right. I found that and a couple of other gifts. Now, I don't want to sound bad here, but I hate it.
Oh.
To be fair to him, I like the other two smaller gifts there was with it.
Mm-hmm.
But how can I get my boyfriend to take it back and exchange it before Christmas? Is that an impossible question?
Wow.
I don't want him to think I snooped, but I don't want to fake excitement, and I don't want to hurt his feelings when we exchange gifts. I don't think I'm going to be able to hide my disappointment. Again, don't roast me. But how can I do this without him finding out I snooped? I feel like my snooping was justified, but I just want this to be a happy holiday. Thank you so much.
Oh. I mean, you could drop hints leading up to... I'm going to just glaze over the fact that, you know, she found an expensive gift that her boyfriend's given her, and she hates it and is wanting...
You're glazing over the whole issue?
Yeah, I'm glazing over the whole issue. I'm making my own.
Okay.
I would just drop hints of things that you do want. And if he still doesn't pick up the hint of things that you do want, then you just accept it. I don't know.
Yeah, Camille is like, snooping was justified because I want it to be a happy holiday. First of all, your priorities are completely wrong. You need to appreciate the fact that he put a lot of thought and effort into your gift. Don't want a fake excitement. You shouldn't have been snooping because now you know what you're getting and you can't be excited.
Maybe Sasha is one of those who, and she didn't explain this, but I'm assuming that she knows that she doesn't have a poker face.
Maybe.
You know, and yes. if she didn't want the anxiety of getting this thing, it being a huge deal for her boyfriend and her not being able to adequately or respectfully, like, put on a good face and say, oh, thank you, I appreciate that, whatever. But, like, her face would tell the complete opposite story.
Right.
You know?
So HJ said, I would make small talk about the present he got you and throw in some good and bad about it and an alternative to said gift. Don't allude that you know about it. Example, like, I saw a reel or a TikTok about this product and I like it, but I don't think it's practical.
Have you ever found a gift?
No.
You ever snooped and found, not maybe not snooping, but you ever found a gift?
No.
No.
But you know exactly what I think about? That scene in Love Actually where she finds the necklace that's for the secretary and then she ends up unwrapping the Joni Mitchell CD from her husband. And she realizes that her husband got a necklace
for the secretary.
And she got a CD. That's what immediately what popped in my head. But that's like, not the situation here. Unless.
What if it's not for her?
Exactly. Exactly. And some people pointed out that could be the possibility. So maybe she just needs to write it out and see if it is in fact hers.
Wow.
And then again, you just got to be, I feel like we could give more practical pointed advice if we knew exactly what it was.
Well, she doesn't want to out herself.
I know.
And I get
she
that
tell
if
us
it's
on the side, it would help.
Yeah. If you can give us a price range
right.
And what store or website
if
it may come
jewelry,
from.
You're just going to have to suck it up and wear it. You're going to have to because it's like I don't see there's any way that you could deter him from.
Okay, you're a woman. You've received jewelry in the past. Have you ever received jewelry that you didn't like?
What, all right. You got to walk.
All right. Well,
why
I mean,
you got to walk me into that place?
I don't know. It just came into my head.
Why
so,
do you
All right, we'll move on from that. But I'm just, hypothetically speaking,
someone were to get pearls and you've never really worn pearls before.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, a long time ago.
Hypothetically speaking, would this person then wear them or would this person not?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's what you do.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah,
you do.
When your husband gives you a pearl necklace, you wear it.
Can we move on?
All right, I'm going to just move on. Jeez. All right.
Are
we
going back to the tasteful nudes conversation?
No, can't do that.
All right.
Anyways, if you want to comment, you can. That's great. 502-795-1997 on Sasha's. If you've got a story of finding a gift that you didn't like.
Were you able to get them somehow to return it, actually giving it?
All right. I want to hear your story. All right. On the way next. Sasha discovered an expensive gift while snooping. Now she's not sure whether or not she should actually say something to her boyfriend before he gives it to her because she's not sure. Well, one, she says she hates it.
And yeah, that is the end goal is she wants him to return it.
Yeah.
Before he gifts it to her for Christmas. Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, and I don't know if I suggested, hey, maybe there is a way to subtly like drop some hints as to what you really want and maybe think, then you'll think, oh, you know what? Maybe I will exchange this and I'll get her what she really wants and not this.
That might be the way to save this because everybody is kind of rolling in saying, be grateful he's buying you anything.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
There are a lot of people who are agreeing with that. Now, Michelle, what did you always try to get your sister to do to learn about your gifts?
Well, it was my best friend.
Oh.
And I was thinking it was under the tree, but no, we actually found her wrapped gifts in the closet where her mother hid them.
Mm-hmm.
I talked her into opening all of them. But we got a steak knife, and we were 9, I think, and we slid them open really gently and opened all of them and wrapped them and stuck them back in the closet.
OMG! You were the bad influence friend. I love it.
That's funny. So that's a way.
But was she happy about it? I mean, there's still excitement if she's happy about what she's getting.
Well, yeah. When her mother was a great gift giver, but she knew everything she got.
Yeah.
See, this is a message to all 9-year-olds out there. Don't do that. You'll ruin your own Christmas.
Oh, we got
so
much trouble that summer. Yeah.
I love it. Michelle, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we being bad influences? Like saying, hey, if you've snooped and you found what you are getting and you hate it, like somehow hatch a plan to tell him what you really want. So then maybe he'll take it back. Otherwise, you fake your excitement. Yay.
Yeah, Laura Ann says, can't you just accept it because he put a lot of thought into it? Personally, I don't think that's something to really complain about.
Yeah.
And then Tara comments on hers and says, other people's circumstances do not negate the feelings of another.
Oh.
I bet you live by the get what you get and don't throw a fit motto, huh? Oh,
it sounds like. Yes, oh, that's the case.
There's a little Facebook fight brewing right there in our comments. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, anyways, yes, there are a ton of people that are like, are you 12? Are you 14?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's leave those comments away.
Kindly did ask not to roast her.
Right. Exactly.
Didn't read that part.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
Again, it would help us out if you could tell us specifically what it is.
Yeah, the price range, the website or store that maybe he got it.
Mm-hmm. That might help us give you a more pointed
answer,
bit of advice.
Yeah. But Sasha, good luck. And we don't hate you. The people online may, but we don't. Okay. That is group therapy.